The issues of planning, and you mentioned the big infrastructure projects, your Minister, Eamon Ryan, has said he will not build the Western Rail Corridor from Sligo to Colooney, or from Colooney right the way down to Galway. And that's a huge problem. You know, and this is a Green Minister telling us that he wants to invest in rural Ireland. It's not happening. It's not happening in our road infrastructure as well. It's not happening in many of our areas. I was at the Plough Inn earlier this year, and many, many people, when they came in to talk to us at the tent, were two big issues they talked about was rural planning and housing. People can't get houses for their families. Now, houses in the west of Ireland and in outside of the urban areas are somewhat cheaper, but then the services aren't there. They don't have adequate health services, they don't have adequate GP services, they don't have adequate education services. All of these things have to be rural-proof, and that's why, and you know, I often hear the term of, you know, that there has to be investment in rural areas, but it just simply isn't happening. And we need to see some policy put in place. If you're going to bring out guidelines, those guidelines have to have teeth. They have to make sure that when policy has been developed by all the different departments in government, that they actually have to look to rural proofing to ensure that people who live in rural areas not just get an equal chance, but get extra because they have been left behind for so long. And while you can say that things are growing in some areas and people are moving out to west or moving out to rural areas, the reality is that the country, as it develops, it's developing more and more and more along the east coast and less in the west.
Thank you, Deputy. I would underline the national broadband rollout and the local link expansion as well, but like on the broader issue of rural proofing, and while I think this document is going to help when it's published, like one of the strongest things that we have in government to help us rural proof things is that we have a Department of Rural and Community Development. And what that means obviously is that there's a senior minister at the table when issues come up, but I suppose more importantly in the background, what a lot of us don't see is that every government memo is circulated to each department, and our officials have an opportunity to input the rural perspective into every significant government decision as well. So that happens in the background all the time. Obviously, the department was only established 2017, but we're literally working on not just years, but I suppose decades of Dublin-centric development, and that's going to take time. But the fact that we have a government department and a senior minister at the table, I suppose, fighting for rural Ireland in relation to every decision is probably the most effective piece of rural proofing that we need to continue into the future.